one over there, please wait for the microphone, whoever has it. Actually, right next to you.
Yeah, thank you. My question is for Professor Baisal. Well, I came from Chile, who is also a quite seismic country, and we face similar problems that Turkey cope with natural disasters. So my question is, what is the role, in your opinion, of tort law if you have, for example, other mechanisms of compensation, such as public funds or even private insurance? In that case, the loss was compensated. And the other question is, you mentioned the change as a consequence of this external event in tort in prescription limitation period. In Turkish, do you have another kind of legal change? For example, the use of the force majeure, act of God defense, or the typical problem of causation? That is my question. Thanks.
Can you perhaps come to the microphone here? So that...
Thank you for the question. For the first question, I mean, the funds after, we have the same problem as in your country. And now the insurance, the public insurance, after the last earthquake, is better. But before that, it cannot really be compared to the real compensation. I mean, it was not so high. And for the second question, the force majeure related to earthquake, I didn't really understand the question. Can you just... And after the second one, after the last one, we didn't have now. I mean, we are following, but there is more claims to the states now after this second earthquake. The first one, I mean, in 1999, it was generally to the contractors, but now, I mean, it's more to the states. But I mean, it's relatively new, that's why I don't know the context. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for this symposium. I have two questions. First one for Professor Ever Baganski. I would like to know, how is it the development of compulsory insurance in Poland? If it's going towards a public fund or a private insurance, and if is there any discussion about the choice between tariffication or full compensation? And I have also a question for Professor Shen. How Chinese tort law regulates the prevention of damage, and can we use tort law to prevent damage or only for compensation? Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Yes? Okay. We have over 130 compulsory insurance, civil insurances. So it's a flood. But the minimum sums are not that high for professional, especially malpractice. And the traffic liability, of course, is subject to the motor directives. We have also for motor related the vehicle insurance, the fund. Maybe you're asking about other funds, the public funds. We have changed, but I don't know if it's final, changes by the current government of the system of seeking compensation for medical liability, for medical accidents, really. It used to be just an alternative way of seeking, but coupled with a compulsory insurance that was on paper. 3 years, 3 years later, when it was invented in 2011, they cancelled the compulsory insurance, first-party insurance, everything was based on civil liability insurance by insurer of hospitals. It didn't work because the awards, I mean, the decisions by the commissions made consisting of lawyers and, nurses, doctors, in 25% of cases actually said there was a medical accident, should be compensated. And then the offer by the insurer was €1, for example, or 10 or something. Then there was a regulation that just set up tariffs. And those tariffs gave more to the family of the deceased patient, three times more than to the surviving patient. So if you're an invalid, you could take €25,000 and go, and you are there was actually not the next of kin, but it was mistakenly taken as said that it was by inheritance. So you were a child, whatever. A spouse that inherit after you, they could take 300,000 zlotys, which is like 80,000 euro compensation for the death of the patient. So it's better to have the patient dead. That was the comment. It's just a joke. And now they rearrange that. So the procedure is administrative, but we'll see how it's going to work, really. So there are no true compensation funds for medical malpractice. The guarantee fund is very good. It performs its role very well in terms of all those drivers that you cannot find, unknown, uninsured, and so on. So now there is a fund, a sub-fund in this fund created to cover those medical malpractice, but we'll see. Those medical accidents only consider hospitals, really, not any services. And as regards to tariffication, I think my colleague from Warsaw will speak about this debate, whether to introduce tariffs and to what extent. So maybe I could just relate to him. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, damage is a salient and a paramount feature of Chinese tort law. And in terms of the rules of calculating damages or scope of damages, I don't see this dramatic difference between Chinese system and continental European systems. But there are some differences, like punitive damages just mentioned. In addition to that, the Chinese Civil Code also introduced a statutory compensation. So statutory compensation will be awarded where it's technically difficult to calculate the loss, the actual loss, right? So in that particular the case in IP infringements, right? So the court said, well, save the hassle, right? Competition law, anti-monopoly, anti-dumping, this is very hard to calculate the actual loss over the year, like a friend. No standard patent rate. So just statutory compensation. If the statutory compensation is not adequate, right? If the claimant appeal by saying that it cannot cover the loss, it's very difficult to calculate, but it's undercompensated, then punitive damages will be invoked. So the system is like a compensatory and a deterrence. Basically, punitive damages was ubiquitous in Chinese Civil Code now in different kind of situations, always trying to address the IP infringements, right? So just they have this deterrence function as well, I believe, yeah.
Okay, one final question, sorry, for Matthias. But there is more discussion later on, so remember what you wanted to ask.
Thank you, Matthias Stormer. Well, I have two questions for all speakers. I will keep one for this afternoon and one for those who are willing to respond this morning already, or keep it in mind for their own presentation if it still has to follow. Now, as some may know, I'm an insolvency lawyer, so you may already know what question I'm going to ask. There is something which I have missed until now. Tort victims are involuntary creditors. So the difference with voluntary creditors is they cannot stipulate guarantees for payment. So I'm interested to know what are the, in tort reform, what are the main guarantees for payment that are offered by the different legal systems? Is it mainly by giving tort victims some kind of priority in case of insolvency of the debtor, or is it rather an outside guarantee? For example, in Belgian law, we have also, well, maybe not 123, but probably even more cases of compulsory insurance. And if there's compulsory insurance, this means that the insurance company is a personal surety. That is an abstract obligation of the insurance company. Once the insurance company has given coverage in the past, it can no longer invoke any defenses out of the contract against the tort victim. So it works like a suretyship. So I have no idea whether this exists in other countries or whether they have other means in order to guarantee payment to tort victims. I don't know if there's anyone who is interested in answering this.
Indeed, the compulsory civil compulsory liability is meant, the policy behind creating so many bases of compulsory liability insurance is to give a kind of a guarantee, because it's coupled with actio directa in our system. And that is in the civil code and also in the statute on compulsory liability, civil liability insurances, which is just also a big issue. What is a compulsory liability? Because the statute says it's only the insurances, the types of insurance that is covered by the statute are compulsory, but there are other statutes everywhere. You can find some article that say, that would say it's compulsory for, I don't know, an architect to take out a compulsory liability insurance. But as I said, it's not really a surety because the insurance sums are really low. I mean, they are disproportionate to the awards that are now given, right? So let's say the doctor's insurance is not, and it was just for a short moment, is not really designed by the specializations that are more risky than others, like obstetricians, okay, or neurosurgeons, whatsoever. They all have the same amount, €100,000 per year. And the award of simply an unpecuniary loss for a someone who is quadriplegic or, I don't know, semiplegic after an operation, it's at least €500,000, which is like €120 or even €200,000. So it is supposed to guarantee, but it doesn't. And so you cannot set off the claims. I mean, this is a general, like in the civil code, you cannot set off the claims for stemming from torts. And other than that, it's just a general institutions. So there are no single... also, that's not the way the interpretation of you, that you suggested in Belgian law. It doesn't work that way. Just for Poland.
Thank you for this reply. Lei?
Very, very brief. I think in China, it's just mentioned, there is strong compensation culture brought about by the Chinese Civil Code. However, on the other hand, there is no strong insurance culture in Chinese society. I think one of the policy goals by emphasizing on the compensation is to change the culture, because that's the legal policy. The message sent to the society is, look, for small and medium-sized enterprises and individuals, you will be, you know, having a lot of risks, because you have to pay a lot of compensation, non-pecuniary, punitive damages, etc. So the best way is to get your insurance done. Right? So take, for example, the falling objects from the high-rise buildings. Right? The property management company will be dragged in if they don't take insurance. So that is, I think, is an encouraging message to the general public in China. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We will... you want more questions?
Very brief from Turkey's side also. I mean, the same, the culture, I mean, for compulsory and non-compulsory insurance, the culture is important also. And in Turkey, the confidence to the insurance company is not so high. That's a very big disadvantage for especially no compulsory insurance. That's why, I mean, because of that, it's the guarantee it will be not very high in Turkey also.
Thank you very much. And just to produce a cliffhanger for the big discussion at the end, where we continue your question, also keep in mind that tort victims are not consumers and therefore cannot avail themselves of consumer protection agencies that assisting them in pursuing their claims. So you are now consumers of lunch, and lunch is outside. See you back at 2:00.